From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting just days after reiterating that military options for dealing with North Korea are under consideration. President Trump said he is willing to meet with its leader, Kim Jong-un. The potential dramatic shift in the U.S. posture toward the Asian adversary comes as Pyongyang continues to conduct ballistic missile launches and is believed to be poised to conduct its 6th underground nuclear test. White House spokesman Sean Spicer on the president's willingness to meet with Kim.
Well, the president understands the threat that North Korea poses, and he will do whatever is necessary under the right circumstances to protect our country from the threat that they pose. So,
how can that be an honor?
Well, Jonathan, I guess because he is still the head of state, so it is sort of there's a diplomatic piece to this. But the bottom line is, the president's going to do what he has to do right now. He's building a coalition in the region to isolate North Korea, both economically and diplomatically, to get the threat to take that threat down.
Some U.S. lawmakers have diverging views to Trump's assertion that he would be honored to meet with Kim,
saying that the United States of America would be honored to receive them. I think it is bad policy and sends a wrong message to millions of people around the world who look to America for moral leadership.
I think you'd have to have some parameters before such a meeting would take place, but I'd be very skeptical.
President to president, I don't know, but I think it's never harmful to talk.
The White House says there is no Trump-Kim meeting in the offing, and it won't occur unless North Korea ends its provocative behavior and pursuit of nuclear weapons. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A spokesman for the president, Trump, that is, says the decision to invite authoritarian Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte and other East Asian leaders to the White House is part of a strategy to isolate North Korea. But it was the invitation to the firebrand Duterte that touched off shockwaves on Capitol Hill here in Washington and infuriated the global human rights community. Duterte is downplaying any role he might have in assisting the U.S. with North Korea. He spoke to reporters about his phone call with President Trump.
But I said, Mr. President, I do not think that you can scare Kim Jong-un with firepower.
Last 2 minutes.
Our greatest chance there of getting some dialogue with America and North Korea would be through the intercession of China.
So far, Beijing appears hesitant to use its political sway with North Korea, a key economic partner. Human Rights Watch is accusing Syrian government forces of using deadly nerve gas on 4 occasions in recent months, including the April 4th chemical attack on Khan Sheikhoun that killed nearly 100 people. In a report issued Monday, the rights group said forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad also carried out gas attacks in last December and in March of this year. The Human Rights Report urges the UN Security Council to immediately adopt a resolution calling on all parties to fully cooperate with investigators from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and adopt sanctions against anyone UN investigators find to be responsible for these or past chemical attacks in Syria. The Indian Army has accused Pakistani forces of killing 2 of its soldiers and mutilating their bodies along the border in the disputed Kashmir region. India has vowed retribution for Monday's incident that will deepen tensions between the South Asian rivals. The Pakistani Army dismissed the Indian Army's accusations of mutilating the soldiers' bodies, calling them false, and said it did not commit any ceasefire violations. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a set of new policies that removes anti-Semitic language in its existing charter, severs ties with the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood, and accepts the idea of a Palestinian state and territory seized by Israel in the Six-Day War back in 1967. There was no immediate response to the document in Western capitals Monday, and it remains unclear what, if any, lasting impact it will have on Hamas relations with Israel. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.